Headline, Stream Finance. Meltdown, Winners and Losers in DeFi Risk Curator Reckoning. Published at 5:26 p.m., November 6, 2025. Highly leveraged yield farm Stream Finance halted withdrawals on Tuesday, disclosing the loss of $93 million worth of assets held by an external fund manager. The resulting DPEG of Stream's XUSD, currently down 88%, has led to concerns over the health of an interwoven ecosystem of similar high-yield vaults in the decentralized finance sector. The risk curator model of high-risk vaults offering yields of 18% on stablecoins, as was the case with Stream's XUSD, has since come under harsh criticism. With curators taking a fee on withdrawals, their aim is to achieve higher yields to attract more deposits, while not exposing themselves to risk. Lots of these vaults build themselves as delta-neutral strategies. However, the custom markets used to create leverage loops on DeFi lending platforms such as Euler and Morpho have made unwinding the positions tricky in many cases. Read more. DeFi projects under fire for inflated TVL and murky lending loops. Ongoing 5 days ago, Re7 Labs is accused of holding the funds hostage in illiquid markets instead of recouping available on-chain liquidity. 5 days ago, Monarch Lend developer Anton Cheng claims to have written a script for sniping withdrawals from fully utilized markets as liquidity becomes available. 4 days ago, Lista Dao calls on Re7 and MEV Capital to address these 100% utilization markets. 4 days ago, an update from Lista Dao appears to show that Re7 Labs intends to facilitate the USDX market liquidation. 4 days ago, the underlying collateral, Stables Labs USDX, DPEGs. The dust is still settling, with multiple markets at 100% utilization, meaning lenders are unable to withdraw. Protos looked at some of the curators and platforms involved to see who lost out and who, if anyone, came out on top. Read more. Stream Finance halts withdrawals after $93 million loss. XUSD DPEGs 75%. The losers. After a worrying period of silence, MEV Capital clarified it had exposure to Stream Finance assets on 4 permissionless lending markets and 1 vault deployed across 3 L2 chains. The post lists approximately $34 million worth of assets as impacted by Stream Finance shortfall. Re7 Labs disclosed $14.65 million of exposure to an isolated XUSD USDT 0 cluster on Plasma, and $12.75 million of exposure to bad SDEUSD and DUSD collateral across 4 Euler and Morpho markets. It stresses that MRE7 yield and MRE7 BTC strategies are unaffected. Telos Consilium listed 4 affected vaults and 3 lending markets. The post doesn't quantify exposure, but on Tuesday, analysts' yields and more put Telos's exposure at $124 million. Defilema TVL data shows Telos currently holding 97 million XUSD, now worth $15 million. Telos has since adjusted borrow rates so as not to force a liquidation and lock in losses, hoping debt will instead be paid down. According to Silo Finance's transparency report, direct user deposits account for $15.4 million of exposure to XUSD vaults. Silo claims to be preparing to take legal action to compel repayment of outstanding loans by Stream Finance and to reopen redemptions. Meanwhile, liquidations remain frozen. The same Silo report lists Varlamore's exposure as over $19 million across 5 XUSD vaults and Mithras's SCUSD vault exposure as $2.3 million. Read more. $25 million Ethereum MEV exploit puts Code is Law on trial. In Between Gauntlet, despite claiming no ex-USD exposure, was forced to pause USDC, USDS, and USTD Comet markets on Compound Finance, where it acts as risk manager. The move is in response to a liquidity crunch in Elixir's DEUSD and SDUSD. New risk parameters were proposed last week, but have yet to pass the governance process. Read more: Compound Finance upgrade bug freezes $830 million in Crypto Elixir's surprise disclosure that it was the only creditor with one-to-one redemption rights, with Stream undoubtedly exacerbated the rush for the exits. Some believe that Stream also likely has creditor rights to externally managed funds, with depositors being last in line. The permissionless lending platforms, such as Morpho and Euler, used by many of these curators, may not have accrued bad debt themselves, but the model has received criticism for encouraging an obscured yield vault arms race. BGD Labs' Ernesto Boado characterized it as selling your brand to gamblers for free. The rush to take on more risk and offer higher returns has led to funds trapped in over-leveraged custom markets instead of orderly liquidation as collateral degrades. Morpho's Paul Frambot defended the model, highlighting how other Morpho markets remained unexposed to the shaky collateral. He also pointed to lower outflows on Morpho than elsewhere, though others noted this might have something to do with stuck funds. Read full article on protos.com. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.